Okay, so Brian Houston, leader of Hillsong in Australia, all right, he did an interview with Today, dealing with let's see, who was the it was about Carl Lentz was the pastor of Hillsong in New York, where apparently Justin Bieber was there a lot or something, and Lentz caught in a big, massive sex scandal thing or whatever. And also, he would spend extra time with Justin. Now, Justin since walked away from Hillsong, and he's... Justin is saying the same things that your dear host, the All Podcast Father, yours truly, the legend, the misfit, the pot stirrer, I've been saying that church is not a place, it's a people. And I think Thor got that from yours truly. I put the books out there. They've been out there forever. What, Churchianity of the Day of, the crossroads of the way in Churchianity? Clergy don't shepherd. I've been saying this for a long time. I'm just fed up with Sunday morning. And apparently Justin is too. I'd let him speak for himself. I don't know the full story. I see what he's saying. Church is a people. It's not a, but what did anybody say here? I'm part of church. Church is not a place. We are the church. We don't need a building to connect with God. God is with us wherever we are, Justin. So Brian Houston, the founder, is on a Today interview answering for what Carl Lentz, did in scandals and favoritism as pastor in New York. They're asking him, scandal, he's caught in scandal. What do we do with that? They're asking him. He's playing favorites with Justin Bieber. That's what people say. What do you think of that? And Brian Houston, this is what I'm talking about today. What's his response? He says, oh, what do they expect him to say? That he likes that? Of course, he says we don't like it. But here's what he didn't say. This is what Brian Houston didn't say. I love Brian. Here's what Brian Houston didn't say. He did not say we're all human. We all err. Now, Dallas, the guy making this, the Chosen Jesus series, which is just amazing because it's quality. Dallas says, we all sin. I sin. All have sinned. That even Jesus is saying that in the Jesus series, the Chosen. All have sinned. All need repentance. All need forgiveness. All. We are all human. Carl Lentz sinned. All people sin. Justin Bieber sins. I sin. Brian Houston's father sinned. There's a scandal with that. It's publicly known. But all people sin. That is not what Brian Houston said in the interview. Now, maybe he said that and they cut it out. So I'll give him benefit, but he should have gone off on that. He should be making his own statements. But he can't say that. Brian Houston cannot say all of us sin, because if he did that, it would let out the best kept secret in Sunday morning churchianity. People would learn that Sunday morning church isn't necessary. Because if all of us are sinners, then I can learn about Jesus from anybody. Now, there's people that know Jesus better. If you read the Bible more, then you know it more. So you know, we want some level of guidance. We need to be taught how to tie our shoes and how to go to the bathroom as little kids. You know, you got to learn how to hold it. There's stuff we got to learn. How to take your shoes off at the door, how to fold your clothes and do the laundry. There's things we need to learn. But all of us can learn. And when all of us learn, all of us make mistakes. And as one of my buddy's dad always said, he takes a dump like everybody else. Carl Lentz apparently didn't know that. Carl Lentz would spend an extra time with Justin Bieber because he was a he played favorites. And that's what Sunday Morning's all about, playing favorites. So what's the surprise here, people? What's the shock? Churchianity is a game of favorites. Bishop Sherwood Carthen said in Grand Rapids 20 years ago, you go to Sunday morning, people walk in. How are you doing? I'm on top. That's how you've got to be. That's what your response has to be on Sunday morning. If it's not, if you're having a hard time, something's wrong with you. That's the place where everybody shows up fake. What's the surprise? That's what Brian Houston should have said. The pastor caught in a sex scandal, playing favorites. What's the surprise? That's all we do on Sunday morning. But he can't say that. He can't say that. I love Hillsong's worship. I'm glad it has internet so that people can listen to it outside church. It's great. I look at this and I'll go back to what's happening with this heavy party. It's reported as if it's a riot in New York. It's not a riot in New York. It's heavy partying. It's partying gone out of control. And do we have numbers for today? Okay, in Taiwan, the outbreak numbers, new cases reported by the government yesterday, 175 new cases recorded yesterday from Taiwan. Today, new cases, 185. This is significantly down from being 400 a day. It seems to be doing all right. So we're now relatively below 200. No, it continues to go like down a bunch and then up a little and down a bunch. It staggers. Yeah, those are reports coming in. Okay, so I had a buddy here in Taiwan. He's just finishing high school, just graduated, headed to college, and he decided to get his ear pierced. Ooh. And as soon as he got his ear pierced, like he and I talked about it. I think his mother kind of didn't care. And I remember even talking about it with his mother. We were right there and we were talking about it. And I'm like, just don't let people boss you around. Because Taiwan has this old culture. They find 1,000 reasons why the man shouldn't pierce his ear. Oh, yeah, I'm serious. This is going on today. And so the kid messaged me the other day out of the blue. He says, I thank you for your encouragement. I got up the courage. I'm going to do myself, not let someone else push me around. I went and got my ear pierced like I wanted to. I'm like, okay, good for you. And apparently his grandparents are saying, oh, that's unhealthy for the human body. Women can pierce their ears, but men shouldn't destroy themselves like this. What the heck kind of thinking? It's an old people's thinking because when there's a difference between being old and being unable to change versus making fake rules about life because you don't know how to love people. There are old people who can love others who are different. And the old people who the old people who keep imposing nasty rules are the people who got these fake made up rules to compensate for their inability to love. So it's not about being old. When you're old, we find out who you were all along. The tree's grown up. It's no longer a seed. It's easier to see what it is, I guess, if you can't read seeds. I can read seeds. And I know that if you're a player of favorites, or if you're looking at rules that aren't going to help Carl Lentz, if you've got fake rules, that's not love. And when you're old, you're going to do this to people. Just because you're old doesn't mean you have to be judgmental. You're only judgmental if you learned fake rules that were convenient in your day. But once those fake useless rules are no longer convenient because they get old and are useless and they expire, you'll be seen for what you always were. And that's essentially what the mosh pit at Washington Square is about. People are doing what should be expected from a society that sold fake rules and said they were from God and never did what we should have been doing. And so everything kept falling apart while we were beating people over with the wrong rules. What do you expect? Learn the real thing. The Bible. See you next week.